ಧೈಶ್ಚಲಕುಚಪಟೈ ಕುಂಡಲೈರ್ ಗಂಡಲೂಲೈ ಸ್ವಿದ್ದನ್ಮುಖ್ಯ ಕಬರ ರಶನಾ ಗ್ರಂಥಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬದ್ಧೋ ಗಾಯಂತ್ಯಸ್ತಂ ತಡಿತೀವತಾ ಮೇಘಚಕ್ರೆ ಬಿರೇಯು. ದಿ ಕಾಮನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೋಕ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇಸ್. At that time, they began to dance by feet, keeping off their feet, moving off their hands in artistic way. ಸಹರ್ಷ ವಿಲಾಸಂ ಸ್ಮಿತ ಸ್ಮೈಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಬ್ರೌಸ್ ಬಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಟೇಡಾ ಮೂವಿಂಗ್ ಕಬ್ ಇನ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವೇಸ್. And they were dancing in such a way that it seemed that the half of the upper body has no link with lower body. Doubled, they were doubled there. There what is called wells where what comfort trembling
waves
because they were dancing in so speed that these earrings were trembling, that this part of body was trembling, and with that the cloths of their was trembling, and their bells sometimes going here and there, but they have no time to care. It was waving in air here and there. The kabari, coming the chotis also unbinding, becoming unbinding. Flowers here were also falling, and they were falling on the lotus feet of Krishna. And by moving so swiftly, Svetbindu, sweats, like pearls, were coming. And for Krishna, it was a very fortunate time, but that he got a chance to poochna, remove by his pitambar, to show his priti to gopis, affection to gopis. There, this Kanchi Granthi of their, what is called the, of gopis?
Sorry.
No, Lahanga. Lahanga, you know? lung, lower vastra, and this is called chadar. Chadar means chundari. Lahanga and chundari. So they are waving in air. When they were dancing like this, very beautifully, and this sometime here and there, that this become untied, and this also tightened, like this. Like this. No? Isme nahi hoga. If this is khul jayega. Losing, not open. And then this will be hat jayega. It will go out. And it will be chance to fall. So it became untied. This also, this also. And it attracted Krishna so much. Here is telling Sukadeva Goswami that in two last slokas, Sukadeva Goswami has explained how Krishna was so much beautiful in the midst of gopis, and Krishna actions by which all gopis were attracted. Now he is explaining not Krishna was being seen so beautiful. With Krishna, how gopis were looking so beautiful, and their actions were so beautiful and attractive. In these two or three slokas, he is explaining this. Each reciprocal, each other. Gopis are not less than Krishna. In Brahma Sanhita, we have read one slok. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi tabhijya eva nija rupataya kalabhi. Rupataya means their rup. Rup means form. Was like Krishna. He was Sachidananda. They were also Sachidananda. In arts, in qualities, in everything, gopis are perfect like Krishna. If gopis are not there and Krishna is alone there, he is like Paramatma, Brahma or anything. But Krishna seems so beautiful, topmost beautiful when he is among gopis. Otherwise Krishna is not so beautiful. By the grace of all gopis, Krishna grace, when mixed and affected by their, not affected but resembles, what word?
Combined. His hue was influenced by
their beauty, rays of beauties. Aur thoda sa vilamb kar leti, bahut acha. It becomes double or so many times more beautiful. If gopis are not there, if And the Brahmavadi is there, and Krishna his set is there, with flute also. He will have to keep the flute, and he will be like Nirvishesh. In front of Sukhdev, Sanasanandan Sanat Kumar, he is so beautiful. If Brijendranandan is there, but he will be not like Brijendranandan. He will be like Narayan, and they will feel it. When he will be among friends, Sakha, not so beauty as with gopis. Beauty will be the same, all quality will be same, but it will not manifest. It will not manifest. At that time he connect with Dhir-Lalit. Understand Dhir-Lalit? When Krishna showed his form to New Vrindavan, explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the Satyabhama, even old lady Padma, and some of the gopi, queens of Krishna, were so much attracted that they forget everything. And they run away towards Krishna to
embrace.
So, everything is in Krishna, but not
manifesting.
He is with Yashoda. And all gathering mothers. His beauty is not less, but all the beauty which comes with gopis will not come. But seeing gopis, where not there are sajatiya only. Sajati, you know? Sajati means?
Same category.
Same category. Then only gopis are there. Lalita, Vishakha and all others are there. There Krishna, most beautiful mode and everything will come. So here he wants to explain. He has explained only by some word, not by all. His whole mood could not come. And anyone cannot describe. Sridhar Swami, Jiva Goswami and Krishna Iyer, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that we are writing explanations to some extent, but Rasik Vaishnava will test and realize what we have not explained here. But there is so many things to explain, but not explained here. So he has tried to explain Sukadeva Goswami, but could not explain. Only some words they have given. Padan Nyasai, how gopis have become so beautiful, what? Like Krishna. Padanyasai. Mane, they are dancing on the Tal Swara. Tal Swara, you know? Dhiktan. Tata. There are so many things.
No.
They are described in Krishna Bhavanamrita or Govinda Lilam. Payadanyasai bhujibudhi tubhi. When moving up their hands in artistic way, in dancing mood. But in the last sloka, which we have read, it has been told that all gopis were standing in circle with folded hands with each other. So Sridhar Swami or all others are telling that they were joined so that Krishna may not go out of this. And as he has done, he went. Now he should not go. That is why they were in circle and tightened with their hands. And up till their mood was out of control, they did it so. But when the mood becomes so sound, it crossed that thing and they began to do like this. No? So they broke that thing. Again, when they remind it, again they tighten. Like our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We try to fix our mind on Hare Krishna, but sometimes mind goes away from our control, moving here and there, and after some time again recall. Then Hare Krishna. Like when the gopis are out of sense, they lift this thing, and when they are out, when they are in mood, then they take their hand, so that Krishna may not go. And Krishna, being in the middle, up to when they have done like so, then Krishna keeping one hand here, one hand here, like this. Sometimes with one gopi, one Krishna, like this, they are dancing several moods. And here gopis are seen so much susubhe, mane sobhit ho rahe hain. They are seen in beautiful position. When Chandra is shining in Jamuna, when lotus flowers are there and they are seen moving, glaze is coming from Chandra, and there are so many beautiful flowers, then glaze becomes so sweet and so attractive. But it falls on the Marubhumi,
desert,
nothing. So here gopis are with Krishna, and lakhs gopis, each other, their beauties is going and coming, and also with Krishna going and coming. So they become so attractive. Vijubidhutibhi sasmitai bhuvilasai sasmitai. Swasmitai, they were smiling. But not only smiling, Bhruvilasai, so many kinds of postures of eyes and this brow. Eyebrow. So many postures. Last time I have told you, like this, so many postures. Bhuvilasai. Also, bhujabhidhuti bhi. Here, bhujabhidhuti. Krishna is also dancing with them, with moving his hands. Gopis also. And this thing was going on in dancing and singing both at a time, and both mixing like this. There is a song like this. Khulta bajaye tathai thai nak dhinna. There is a tune. Tathai thai nak dhinna. Krishna is telling to gopis, ta, keeping his hand on the breast of gopis, ta, thei, this feet is also going on, like doing so. And when it ends, ta thei, nak dhinna, on the next breast. And this foot is moving so sweetly like this. Gopis are answering in the same time. Na. Na means no. Na? Like this. Not towards Krishna. You can go there. Not here. So Nana, so many postures they are doing in singing by this. So their dance and everything becomes so, as a rasa. And that is why it was called rasa. Bhruvilasai. Bhruvilasai means so many kinds of meaning. Bhruvilasai. Padabilasai, hastabilasai. There are kya chahiye? Akbar ek bhuke asle. You go listen ki korbo. Ja bari barsho sab. Pare bars pore asle. Ja. Ye sab listen kare. Amar jade na. Bhuvilasai, so many kinds of posture of this, having so many deep ras in them. Bhajan Madhyai means it seemed that they were doubled and broken from here. Their kamar means twisted.
Waist. Where? This is the waist. It bends. The part of the body which bends is called.
What is called this?
Waist.
What is this spelling?
W-A-I-S-T. It means middle portion of body.
waist.
Yeah.
Chala kucha patai, in fact that dancing in dancing swiftly, then their all clothes were moving in air. Kucha patai. What mean this? Covered, for covering their breasts. But now in dancing, moving here and there. And kundalai gandalulai, their earrings were dancing also, looking so beautiful. Shuddhan mukhya. Shuddhan mukhya, they became tired, but they did not felt it, because they were having touch with Krishna, and they were so much happy, in happy mood. But sweat came. So Krishna sweetly began to put off. Kabara rasana granthaya. Kabar rasana. Kabar means this choti. What?
Braid.
Braid. Braid. Braid. Braid. Like?
Rope.
And doing so in one or two up to this
waist,
that they have to dance, so they have tightened it here in round. Tighten. And this also so tight that it may not fall. So both were tightened. So both meaning kabara rasana granthayaha, they were so much tightened that in dancing they were not moving, they were fixed there, so that this can fly in round. And but rasana agranthayaha, two meaning. Rasana granthayaha meaning very tightened, and rasana agranthayaha, they became loose both. So Krishna by his hands tightened his heart, and in tightened so moved that they became all so pleased. Here also, flowers here, when it was open, then the choti came to here, and it was as a nagini, black snaky. It began to move in air. As if they will cut Krishna. Rasna granthaya. Krishna baddho. Here Jiva Goswami has told that Sukadeva Goswami knowingly he has written Krishna baddho, especially to denote that they were Krishna was husband of all gopis, and they were wives of Krishna. And everywhere he has tried to write like this, that gopis were not wife of any other gop, Malini is the wife of Krishna. But by Yogamaya, it appears that there Krishna is not the husband of all gopis. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna Baddho, they were the wives of Krishna. He has quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam and all other epics that they were always Krishna Shakti, Radhani Shakti. So they may not be in any case wife of any other guru. And he has tried to prove it. And he has given example of so many slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that here Krishna Baddho means not wife of Krishna. If it is the meaning Krishna Baddho, then anyhow, in any case, they will not be more qualified than twins of Dwarka. No? So here, Badhu means three meanings he has given. Jaya, Istri, Putra Badhu. Badhu means. Putra means mane? Wife of son's wife is also called Badhu. Putra Badhu. No? Son's wife. And Badhu means Jaya, who gives children by any husband, then it is Jaya, then it is wife. And also general istri word.
Women. For women.
For women, not only for wives. He has told Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has explained this by so many words. Pati sutanvaya bhratravandivan. Pati bilanghate. Leaving all their husbands, gopis went to Krishna. So here, if we take this meaning, then all goes in vain. Srimad Bhagavatam becomes ruined. Not only here, everywhere it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, far, far here. It is not only in sadhak or sadhak bhav or in this world's Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is called
Drishyaman Prakash.
Drishyaman Prakash. Prakat Prakash. Both. Aprakat Prakash is in Golok Vrindavan. He is telling that there only wife of Krishna. In this lila, it seems that they are wives of all other gopis, but really it is the action of Maya, Yoga Maya, that it seems, but actually they are not. But Vishwanath Yogati Thakur is telling that here and there both, they are Parthiya Bhav. Here, Sukadeva Goswami has told in so many ways, in so many words. He has quoted, I am not remembering all the words, but he has shown, especially in Ujjwal Nilmani, in one slok Tika, he has given about more than 20 proofs of Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, authentic books. Raghavatna Chandrika, I have quoted all these things and given in Hindi. So he is telling that Krishna Badhu here, only Naika, premi, lover, not wife here. If there were husband and wife, then ras could not be done there. Ras is not done by wives. Krishna has so many wives in Dwarka, but he has not done a single day ras. So ras cannot be there. It has been also told in Srimad Bhagavatam, when ras after a Brahma night was ended, Krishna told them to go to their homes. And they returned to their husbands and they did not done any envy to them, their husbands, because they were seeing that their wives were with them. So, the mood of Sukadeva Goswami is to explain the gopis, not wives. So, Baddha means Krishna Premika, only there. Gayanta Parita Evata Medha Chakru Vireju. Tarit Mane Vidyut. What?
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Bolt. Thundering bolt. Tarit eva ta megha chakra vireju. Megha chakra means Krishna when dancing, that is called megha chakra. So gopis were vireju. There is so much blessing, you have had. Kya vireju?
Shining.
In a megha chakra. And Krishna was shining in golden golden mala. Here, he, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given example of any Srimad Bhagavatam. Prakitim agaman kila jasya gopa badho. That Jiva Goswami has told it not by his own will, but he has written it for unqualified persons only. Because if Jiva Goswami is right and he is telling like so, very gravely, deeply, then the words of Srimad in Bhagavatam of Bhishma Dev will be in vain. Because when they were dancing in Ras, Bhishma Dev is telling, then Gopa Baddhaha. Here Gopa Baddha, if they were the husband of gopis, were wives of Krishna, why he had told Gopa Baddha? Gopa Baddha means here the wives of another gopis.
Not Krishna
Baddha. So for, there is a difference between Gopa Baddha and Krishna Baddha. But there is no virodh. Both are same. Krishna Baddha means Krishna Premika and Gopa Baddha Krishna Premika, but Badhu of Krishna or another goes. So So Badhu word is not used only for wives. So he is telling that anyone should try to realize the meaning of Vaishnava Toshini or Jiva Goswami's version. He is telling only for unqualified person, not for qualified person. Thus, today, ठीक आ जाइए अभी जाऊंगा डे आफ्टर टुमारो आप बिटवीन गैपिंग टू डेज. How many days you are here in India?
Until November 7th.
So November 7th? Very near us. Today is?
Saturday.
Saturday. When you want to come?
Monday.
Oh. I will also sing my health.
Sometime I dictated a letter that you for Maharaj, Satyut Maharaj, and you referred to one devotee. You described his emotion as Garishta. Garishta. Do you understand? G-A-R-I. Now, my understanding is that means one who his emotions are not shown. That term means one whose emotions are not very easily seen. So I want to know, how does that refer to someone who's advanced? Because in the English translation, it comes under a category which says hard heart. The hard heart. But it's referred to as an advanced devotee. Do you remember that letter?
Yeah.
He asked you one question.
I,
Satyut Maharaj, he wrote to you, and then you dictated a letter to me, and there was one term, this was about 6 months ago, which I didn't understand.
Garishta.
Garishta.
In what subject I have
it was about Advaitacharya, the poem that Advaitacharya wrote.
Oh, Aul Kahila.
Yes.
Kahila Bhavun.
And so you were describing background to that and saying that Advaitacharya himself, he was that?
And he had that bhav, Garishta, his ecstasy. It is under the category like this, Garishta.
When he has told his thing, Garishta had written that word.
They typed it wrong.
They
typed it
Grihastha.
He did not know the word. So I got the word wrong, but Dhanadhar Maharaj has thought about it and think, actually the word must be not Grihastha, but something else. And so
Garishta. Vinarajan Sadalitcha.
But I got to tell that
you're describing the ecstasy is very high.
That covering any mood
telling other thing, but mood is to tell other thing. Avahittha.
Hidden, concealed.
Concealed, hidden. Advaita Acharya has brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had decided that he should come to this world and to taste Radha Bhava. Secondly, to give that Gopi Bhava, Manjari Bhava, Dasi Bhava to qualified persons. Thirdly, first Radhaya Pranay Mantra. Secondly, Anati Charin Shiva. These are prominent. Prominent first is Radha Bhav Ashtadhan. And to give Anati Charin Shiva is second. And two, not so important, but important. Kali Dharma Prachar, meaning Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan, to preach Yuga Dharma. But he has not decided that when he should come. In the end of Kali, beginning of Kali, or in the middle of Kali, when he has to come. But he was thinking, but not seriously, he will come, he should come. But when he will come, he has not decided. But in the meantime, Advaita Acharya, taking Tulsi, both sides, very soft, and in little soft manjari, giving to Krishna lotus feet at the Salyapram, thinking that he is Krishna. And Hari Bol, he was doing. If he will not come, I will destroy whole world. Yes, sir. So having heard this, the voice of Advaita Acharya, it came beyond the wo kya hai?
Birja.
And went in Vaikuntha, and passing Vaikuntha, Ayodhya and Mathura, Dwarka, everything, went straight in the
air of Krishna.
So Krishna at once, he decided, go at once. So he came at once. Now the work was finished, giving Krishna consciousness. So he is telling that Bajare na bikaye chau. Owl and Paul. One marriage, greatest marriage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his servant, Advaita Acharya, is also mad. So mad is telling to mad in mad language. And that mad language is that anyone cannot understand this hidden meaning. Bajare na bike chawal. Chawal here means prayer. We have supplied so much rice that Krishna prayer you have supplied in each house that they have gathered so much, collected so much that no need,
no demand,
no demand at all. Our shops have been closed. No any customer is coming on. So no use of keeping the shops there. So this would be closed. Na bikaye chawal. So you should go and tell to when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he became so sad. And smiling and sad,
a man can love also in so much distress. But laughing is not laughing, that is weeping. She thought that now I am happy, that place. All Satsangas are aramanas here, and I will have to end this. So she can sad and told to only Satsangas. And he became so grave, and his whole policy was turned. And he began to weep always and always in suffering. He told to anyone, Sarutamudar, or anyone, and then some also knew this fact. They all